Welcome to the Zone of Purpose podcast, where the fucking bro culture takes a seat and we do business from your wise woman calling and your soul's magic.
Welcome to anyone who is new here. I am so excited for you to be here. I'm Virginia James. I'm the CEO and founder of Feminine Sage Wisdom, and I'm a guide. That's what I do. I'm not a coach. I'm not like a cheerleader in some way, shape, or form. I'm not a therapist, although I'm licensed. You're here, if you like this kind of stuff, you're here to do your business with soul. So I've got some notes, like usual. So let's talk about getting back into it after a trip, okay? Now, point number one, let's handle low-hanging fruit. Yours truly is a zero inbox type. I don't like 8,000 messages in my inbox. It gives me like heart palpitations. I'll be totally honest about that. So that was one of my low-hanging fruits this morning, getting back into things. Zero inbox, putting things on my task list, putting things on my calendar, accepting invites, handling the notes that I need to do, you know, for that thing or meeting with somebody on a coffee chat. Okay. So there's that low-hanging fruit. The other one was social media notifications. I have like 5 messages, not bad. I know some people like maybe Oprah have a hell of a lot more. But when you're a solopreneur, those social media notifications, man, they add up. So I had messages and then other messages and then I had other notifications on my posts specific to LinkedIn. I've got a comment, you know, to handle here and there on my YouTube channel, like where you're at right now. So the reality is I was like, let's deal with the easy, okay? That's step one, deal with the easy. Because when I sat at my desk this morning, I went blank. My mind went blank. I was like, so much to do. Start with low-hanging fruit, okay? And a shower. I got a shower in too. Felt glorious. Okay, number two, look at your normal routine. Okay, for example, these weekly wisdom videos every Monday, except for last Monday, because I was on the road. But the reality is, look at your routine, if you have one, and let's start to reinstill it. I don't have the words today. I'm still fried and tired, okay? Didn't sleep great on this trip, and that's all right. But take your routine, what you normally do. Like for me, weekly wisdoms every Monday. Then I have my podcast going out once a week. Then I've got my blog post done once a week or thereabouts, depending upon what's happening. And then my LinkedIn posts, right? You get the idea. Do your routine, and if it feels overwhelming, we just start with the day. Literally today is just do the video, Virginia. Woo, do your LinkedIn post. Woo, got that done. Take a shower, feel good. Got that done, okay? After this video, I'm gonna go make some sourdough rolls because they are needed for dinner. So the point is what your routine looks like personally and kind of professionally or with your business, start to just ease back into it and give yourself a lot of grace whilst you do it. All right. Now, number three, it's the big things, right? We sit down at our desks or at our table or at the coffee shop and we go, oh my God, I've got all this big shit to do. Before I left, I have a lot on my plate right now. And I thought I could get a good pace going. See, vocabulary right now. I'll be better next week. But the reality is I didn't get a lot done. So when you've got the big things on your plate, come back to them with grace, with simplicity, with ease, knowing your intuition is there for you, okay? And think of how you can start getting back into your routines, getting back into what you have to do, the musts and the must-dos, and then also the things that are on the table ready to roll out, whether it's a new offer, whether it's a new offer or you're tweaking something, in my case also web copy, and also the new offers that are ready to come around the corner, okay? So with the big things, also think about how to sustain yourself whilst you do that, all right? So those are just a few highlights for today. Let's keep it short and sweet. Let's handle it. I hope that you have a beautiful week ahead. I'm glad to be back, all right? Let me know if you have any questions. As always, ask FSW. I'm here for you. All right, talk to you later.
Doing life and business with soul is where it's at. And if you want to get started, grab your Soul Seeds guide. It's under $40 and can be done in a weekend. And don't forget, my friend, it's time to align with your calling. However you do it, ditch the hustle and bring your soul's magic to life.